a new focus for recovery. When we talk about trauma, we often start with a story or a question. What happened during the war? Were you ever molested? Let me tell you about that accident or that rape. Or, was anybody in your family a problem drinker? However, trauma is much more than a story about something that happened long ago. The emotions and physical sensations that were imprinted during the trauma are experienced not as memories, but as disruptive physical reactions in the present. In order to regain control over yourself, you need to revisit the trauma. Sooner or later, you need to confront what has happened to you, but only after you feel safe and will not be re-traumatized by it. The first order of business is to find ways to cope with feeling overwhelmed by the sensations and emotions associated with the past. As the previous parts of this book have shown, the engines of post-traumatic reactions are located in the emotional brain. In contrast with the rational brain, which expresses itself in thoughts, the emotional brain manifests itself in physical reactions, gut-wrenching sensations, heart pounding, breathing becoming fast and shallow, feelings of heartbreak, speaking with an uptight and reedy voice, and the characteristic body movements that signify collapse, rigidity, rage, or defensiveness. Why can't we just be reasonable? And can understanding help? The rational executive brain is good at helping us understand where feelings come from, as in, I get scared when I get close to a guy because my father molested me, or I have trouble expressing my love toward my son because I feel guilty about having killed a child in Iraq. However, the rational brain cannot abolish emotions, sensations, or thoughts, such as living with a low-level sense of threat, or feeling that you are fundamentally a terrible person, even though you rationally know that you are not to blame for having been raped. Understanding why you feel a certain way does not change how you feel, but it can keep you from surrendering to intense reactions. For example, assaulting a boss who reminds you of a perpetrator, breaking up with a lover at your first disagreement, or jumping into the arms of a stranger. However, the more frazzled we are, the more our rational brains take a back seat to our emotions.